Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Christ's sacrifice on the cross and how it saves those waiting for him, along with the understanding that his second coming will not deal with sin. The Bible verse for today is found in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 to 28, and just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
The passage we just read is a sobering reminder that death is an appointment we all have to keep. It's a reality that none of us can escape. And after death, there is a judgment waiting for each and every one of us. This is a truth that we should deeply ponder. But in the midst of this somber reality, there is a glimmer of hope. The passage tells us that Christ, through his sacrifice on the cross, took on the burden of our sins. He willingly paid the price for our wrongdoing so that we don't have to face the full consequences of our actions. This is an incredible display of God's justice combined with his abundant grace. You see, we were guilty and deserving of punishment for our sins, but God, in his great love for us, chose to offer his Son as a sacrifice to atone for our sins. Christ willingly took on the weight of our transgressions so that we could be forgiven and reconciled with God. This sacrifice wasn't just a one-time event with limited effects. It was an eternal act with far-reaching implications. Christ's sacrifice covers the sins of many, not just a select few. His death and resurrection opened the door for anyone who believes in him to receive salvation. This is a pivotal aspect of our faith. Looking ahead, the text also tells us that Christ will appear again. But this time, his purpose will be different. He won't be dealing with our sin anymore because that has already been fully dealt with on the cross. Instead, his second coming will be to save those who are eagerly awaiting him. As believers in Christ, this is an incredible truth that we can hold on to. We are not left on our own to face judgment. Instead, we can eagerly anticipate the arrival of our Savior, knowing that he will save us from any potential condemnation. It's important to understand that in our future heavenly judgment, every Christian will be rewarded for the work they did while here on earth. This doesn't mean that we earn our salvation through our actions. That was accomplished through Christ. But our actions, motivated by our love for God, will be recognized and rewarded. This is a beautiful reminder that our time on this earth matters. Every act of kindness, every word spoken in love, and every sacrifice made for the sake of others will be acknowledged and celebrated in our heavenly judgment. For those who know Christ personally, the judgment will not be something to fear. It will be a sweet experience. Why? Because the righteousness and grace of Christ have covered us. We stand in his favor, not because of anything we have done, but because of what he has done for us. This is truly something to be grateful for. So let's take a moment to thank the Father for the incredible gift of Christ. Let's express our gratitude for his willingness to pay the price for our sins, for being judged in our place. It is truly an astounding act of love that we can never fully comprehend. In light of this, let us live our lives with a deep appreciation for the sacrifice made on our behalf and eagerly await the return of our Savior, who will save us from any potential condemnation.
Friends, let's remember the sobering truth of our mortality and the certainty of judgment. Yet, let's also hold fast to the hope found in Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Through his death and resurrection, we are offered forgiveness and reconciliation with God, sparing us from the full consequences of our sins. This sacrificial act is not limited to a select few, but extends to all who believe in him. As we eagerly await his return, let's live our lives in gratitude, knowing that our actions on earth matter and will be rewarded in our heavenly judgment. Let's thank God for the gift of Christ and his unfathomable love, and let's eagerly anticipate the day when our Savior will come again to save us from any potential condemnation. Let's close with a prayer. Loving God, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude for the incredible gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for his sacrifice on the cross, which has redeemed us and granted us forgiveness of our sins. As we await his return, fill us with your Spirit, guiding us to live lives that honor and glorify you. Help us to eagerly anticipate the day of judgment, knowing that we stand in your favor because of Christ's righteousness. May we live each day with gratitude and faithfulness, sharing your love with others. Amen. Goodbye, friends, and thank you for the blessings we've shared. May God's grace and peace be with you always, guiding your steps and filling your heart with his love.